Some people clap on a 1 and 3. Some people clap on a 2 and 4. Some people don't join at all because they got no rhythm, and that's all right. Some people, they drink too much. Some people don't drink enough. Some people are just like me. I hope y'all forgive them. I'm like Scott, cause I'm a gold band. I'm like Pete Southpound, Van Van. I'm always speaking my mind, but I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad show at the wrong time. Still, I'm a legend in my own mind. Good for the song, but I'm not for everyone.
Welcome to another episode of Zero Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today, I'm so excited to have on a dry und 30-year-old, a 33-year-old from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. His hockey journey has taken him to Canada, the USA, France, Norway, Denmark, Wales, and he is now running amok of Deutschland, Germany, folks. He is a shed legend, returning for his fourth chat after Bushy and Mosey and Dougie and Mosey group chats and a solo appearance in episode Dry und Ochsig, 83, folks. Brought nearly 900 shed folks to town. He is no longer a stinky swamp rabbit, but he is still a two-time EIHL champion, an EIHL league champion, and for fun had the most apples by a D-man in Denmark. But he is not just a scoring and winning Fatidiger D-man, folks. He is widely known around the game we call ice hockey as one of the best teammates and people around. Welcome to my kitchen, Bryce Reddick.
Servus, Wally.
Oh, dein Deutsch ist super, oder?
Nein.
Nein, eh? Lick me a mosh. So have you been practicing a little bit on your journey?
I'm trying to learn, yeah. You're
putting in the effort, eh?
I am actually putting in the effort.
You never know how long you're going to be there, right? When I went there the first year, I was like, well, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. And I never really put in the effort. And then, geez, it was like four seasons in, my buddy Hammer, episode 7, was like, Waldo, seriously, it's been 4 years. What are you doing? And then I had a couple pops that night. And guess what? I could speak German. I just didn't have the confidence to try, you know?
Yeah, look at that. You just can't care.
You got to not care what people think, because that's what happened to me. Was I tried a few times early on, and people shattered my confidence when they pretended they didn't understand me. You know,
that's how it was for me in France. My first year in France, I was a little shy, and I took it in high school too, so I did know a little bit. Mm. And then when I got there, I tried to speak it, and a couple other guys were like, "Huh?" It's like, okay, but now I don't care. Now it's fun.
Yeah, it's right. Cool. Yeah, you eventually stop caring what people think. Yeah. I don't care what anybody thinks anymore.
Maybe that's what happens with age.
So, a couple words you might want to know. When you get in the shower, there's going to be a lot of Armeisenbärens. Okay. Ask the fellas what an Armeisenbären is. They'll have them in the shower.
Okay.
Okay. Armeisenbären.
Armeisenbären.
Yeah, they're in the shower in Germany. I promise. Some of the imports don't have them, though. And then if they're like, so you might be the Alte Eie on the team, but a couple of my buddies are on the team. Alte Eie means old balls. Do you got some old fellas on your team? That Lavallee's old.
Yeah, I think he's 41. Then we have another Czech guy who I think he's 35 or 37. Mm-hmm. And then there's Archie, who you know.
Archie, you call him? I called him Drago.
Drago. I call him Archie.
You guys are probably too young to even watch the Rocky series.
Oh, I've seen it. Archie, and then I think me.
Yeah. Well, you still look 24, so don't worry about it.
That's good. I mean, it's better than in Greenville where I was 6 or 7 years the oldest.
Yeah, right. That's a young league, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very
young league. I bet you Lordo's just bullying those young punks, eh?
Maybe.
Couldn't do that when the players were the same age as them or older like I was, but he did bully me. Who am I kidding? He made me work out at times I didn't want to.
Maybe he just wanted you to
he wouldn't even let me eat a freaking bagel. Seriously. But Last time I get into how we know each other. Last time I saw you, Lordo made a guest cameo appearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was really excited to be in the shed that day.
No, yeah. He was shy. He got a little camera shy.
He is shy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Always so, always all business. Never want to have fun with Wally in the shed, you know?
No. Maybe no. Someday.
Well, he didn't act like a shed guy that day, the way he just flipped the phone away, you know? It upset me. I thought it was funny. Yeah,
there's always hope. There's always hope.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, those guys, I'm sure he's aiming to make the NHL someday. Some of those NHL guys, they get nervous about letting people know who they really are, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't care anymore.
No. Like we said, when you get older, you stop caring.
Right. So anyways, also, I guess how we know each other, the ones I got written down, which we've talked about before, was we first met Wally Knight when I got naked for you, right? You saw my tally whacker.
Yep.
Right. And I gave the pregame speech, told everyone hockey's supposed to be fun. Right. And then that same season, you guys were going to win it all. And I could have felt like a part of it. And then they shut down the league. And, you know, I felt like a part of that season. You know, the boys got hot after they saw my tally whacker.
We did. I wish you would have actually been on the team. It would have been fun to play together.
Wouldn't it have?
Now that I'm getting to know you.
Uh-huh. I always tried to make it fun. The only time I couldn't make it fun was when Beatingham was so brutal that you couldn't have fun. That was the only time I didn't have fun.
That would have been the most important time to have fun.
But it's not acceptable. And like when your team had just won the championship and then like money troubles, right? So you suck and then you lose. And then everyone's like, well, man, it was way more fun when we won. And I'm like, yeah, no kidding. Why don't we pay for good players? You know, but anywho. It would have been fun to play together. I wish I would have played with a lot of shed guys I've met now, you know. I know way more hockey guys now.
it's crazy how it's exploded for you. Super cool.
It's neat, like, how many people want to come on, right? And it's like, geez, I wish I had more time to talk to people. Yeah. I like talking to people about hockey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to be number one in Germany, right? I haven't won in Germany since 2009, and I really wish I could do like 5 in 5 days and just outwork the competition, you know?
Yeah. Maybe someday.
Right. I'll just buckle down one of these days.
Maybe once this spring break is over.
Right. Yeah. We do have a house load of kids here today. It's tough to find these pockets to do these, but we're still making it work. Right.
That's what happens when you got the work ethic. You fit it in no matter what.
So last time we talked, you're in Greenville as a stinky swamp rabbit. What a name for a team. And then not long after, you did leave for Germany.
I did.
Yeah. How'd that all go down?
So I was just...
Lordo tried to strap a gag ball on you, didn't he? And you're like, I ain't doing this. Stop it.
Yeah, no, for me, I needed something. I wanted something different, something new. And as you had on Andrew last two episodes ago, I think it was for you.
Hairsy.
Yep. He's a good, really good guy. We lived together. He reached out randomly, like out of the blue, and asked me if I would be interested. Told me he was watching video on some old guy in the ECHL. So I was like, okay, who's he asking me about? And he said it was me. And I was like, why are you watching? He's like, well, we might need a defenseman. Like, would you be interested? And I was like, all right. Like, yeah, I am. And then later that day, he was like, and you we want you.
Yeah.
And I was like, we want you. I was like, all right, well, I'm not really happy with what's going on. So yeah, I'll come.
No, it makes sense. Opportunity, eh?
Like, what's that?
There's only 4 imports of that league. That's a heck of an opportunity to get in there.
Oh yeah. And it's like, it's a league I always wanted to play in. My dad played in Germany for 3 years. So, I mean, it's something I always wanted to do. And it's so, like you said, it's so hard to get in here with the 4 imports. So like when he came up with that opportunity, it's for me, I couldn't turn it down.
Absolutely. I thought it was neat to see you go to, and then when you signed up there and I researched Team Got Hot, and I was like, geez, I know guys on that team. Richard is your captain.
He is the captain. He actually just had COVID, so he's getting better.
Is that still a thing? You can still get that?
Apparently over here it is, yeah.
Really? I didn't think you could get it anymore. I was immune to it the whole time.
Me too.
So what? He's missing games then. I find it interesting, right? So when I went to Germany and I got, I was in Landshut my first year. I got a virus to the point where I was in the fetal position in the bathroom the night before a game, like shitting and puking all over the place, to the point where my wife, Lisa, called the team and said, I don't know what to do. I think he's dying. And then they got me to a doctor and then they gave me an IV. So I felt better a bit. And then they're like, okay, so you're an import, so you can play tonight, right? And I was like, yep, sure can. And I did. So I find it interesting now that, like, I don't know, because then there was other guys where, like, they'd get the sniffles and you wouldn't see them at the rink for a week.
Yeah, they get the sick notes. Is that, did you do
that? Yeah, the players will just say they're sick and not come. In Canada, we didn't do that. You showed up.
Yeah, the first time I heard this, they were like, yeah, he's got a sick note. I was like, what do you mean he has a sick note?
Yeah, it's weird, eh? It's different. Yeah. But apparently, if you're an Auslander, you can play when you're sick.
Yeah, you don't get those sick notes. They don't exist.
I had never been around this sick thing before. Like when we were in college or whatever, like if you were sick, you would show up to the rink and like suffer through it, or the coach would look at you and be like, okay, you can go home because I've seen how sick you are.
it's funny, the sick notes.
So is Hersey like your boss then? I guess he's one of them.
He's the sports manager. Yeah.
Right.
I'd say my boss's boss, but I guess he's my boss too.
Right. I guess the coach is your boss.
Yeah.
So never really thought of it that way.
Yeah.
You know, real world's different.
I know. Or I don't know.
But he's doing, I may as well shout him out, you know, because I am competitive, but I cheer for Shed guys, and he started his own podcast, Pro Hockey Pod. I haven't been on it yet, haven't been to his shed yet, but he's doing very well. He's been right up there in Germany, and he looks like he's going to be some stiff competition for the shed, you know?
Yeah, I think he will for Germany, because he has a very large connection of people for being over here for so long.
And he's speaking German pretty darn good too.
That's very impressive. The first time I heard him, I was like, whoa, because I haven't seen him. The first time I saw him was when
you
I obviously
know any German
him.
Then, right?
I didn't know any, but then the first time I saw him was the first time I'd seen him in probably 5 years, and then he's just rattling off German. I'm like, holy smokes.
Right. And it's an interesting thing to learn something like that, because I still remember the day I was in Heilbronn. So it's my last year in Germany, and I was pretty good at it by then. And I was driving around town Heilbronn in my little standard car, right? And then my phone rings and I picked it up while I was driving. My mom's in the passenger seat and I just started talking German with one of my teammates and we just were going, and I hung up the phone not thinking anything of it. And my mom just looked at me and she's like, what the hell was that?
That's super cool.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't think you'd learn German, you know, but then hockey takes you places, right?
Exactly. That's really cool.
So, guess you probably have no idea yet for next year, because you probably don't either want to let the cat out of the bag or you actually don't have anything. But in Germany, sometimes things can happen quick.
Yeah, I have no idea. Literally no clue.
Yeah.
We're in our play downs now. So we played Heilbronn last night. We won.
Nice.
Those
Falcons asked me to leave too. Yeah, I got asked to kindly leave everywhere I went. It's cool.
At least it was nicely.
Yeah, whatever.
So we have hopefully three more games, and then we'll figure out, I guess, my plans for next year.
So you know how I've gotten chocolate thrown on the ice with Mac, right, in Cardiff, and you saw that in the Buenos for the boys. And then that's gone to Denmark now, and they're throwing Twix in Denmark. And now there's the chocolatey Manchester Storm, right, that after every win, it's just a storm of chocolate. I know how important not getting relegated in Germany is. Yeah. I also know that I've never gotten chocolate thrown on the ice in Germany. It's never happened, right? So, like, what if Selb beats Heilbronn, say at the end of the series when you guys stay up, right?
Yeah.
Maybe instead of doing the snake around the ice as a team, Maybe the fans could bring chocolate bars. What is your favorite chocolate bar?
Do they have Kit Kats here? Do you remember?
Of course they have Kit Kats there.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, Kit Kats.
I got into the chunky Kit Kats for a while there.
Okay, yeah, Kit Kats. So hopefully that
Kit Kats. So if anybody in Cell was listening and you really want to stay up in the second league, this fellow right here is going to make it happen with his teammates if you guys bring your Kit Kats at the end of the series, right?
Yeah, that would be something.
That'd be cool, right? If we got it to happen in Germany. Never had that happen, right?
Well, Mosey had it, right?
Mosey had it in Sheffield. That was Kit Kat, get that. Well, it's going to be like Kit Kat, get that, but in Cell, Germany, folks.
German edition.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool, folks. If any of you are listening, I know we're speaking English today, but it can spricken ein bisschen Deutsch. But if it does happen, right? Kit Kats, folks, have them ready just for when the series ends. Okay.
Yeah, Kit Kats.
Let's do
That'll
that.
Be funny. That Wouldn't will be it? Really funny if it happens.
I think so. I think they should throw them right at you. See if they can hit you. Like it'd be fun. Like you're the target, right?
Last night in Hellbrunn, they were throwing their empty beer cups on the ice
because they lost. Yeah, they're not too thrilled when those things happen. Yeah.
No.
Were they near you with those? Because I was an away player and we were running amok in Garmisch and I did have glasses like smashing on the ice around me the last shift of the game.
No, it was like the game had finished and we were just like doing our high fives to the goalie and then they started whipping them out.
They're showing their disgust. What was the score?
2-1. Real close, tight game.
Yeah. So how many imports do you guys have right now?
We have 5.
So one guy's got to sit. There's a health bomb.
We have one extra. Yeah. We had a guy suspended the last 2 games. So.
Okay. So, what else do I got here? So that's exciting though. That series. It's interesting that it's a play down. But like you can win your last game of the year and people are really going to celebrate it. That's fun.
They were actually in it last year. Their season here last year was insane because they had COVID was still like a huge thing here.
Yeah.
And I guess it ran through their team. So there was games. I said they were playing with 9 guys.
That's not fun.
Like they had a defenseman last year who was like 40, not Lavallee, but another guy. He's one game, his ice time was 45 minutes. At 40.
Yeah. When I talked to the Ravensburg fellas from back in my day, they played a game with 8 players in Krimichow.
That's nuts.
My last gals game, we played with 9. My last gals game in under 9, we played with 9 gals. Ran 3D and 2 lines, right? You know?
1. Did you win?
We played the best team in the league and we lost. We pulled the goalie. We're down 3-1. I pulled the goalie with like 2.5 minutes left. We got some chances, but couldn't get any closer. But that team probably beat us by 20 at the start of the year when we weren't keeping score. And we were right in there with them. And we got a rematch this Saturday. So you bring your gals, I'll bring mine. We'll see at center ice, right? Bring the noise. My gals are ready. I got my second last practice of the year tonight. And we only have 1 more practice next week. And then it's the year-end tournament. And it's going to be pretty sad when it's over, you know?
Yeah. Will all those girls play together next year then? Are they all?
There's two different age groups together. And what my daughter's the younger one. So there's a bunch of them that will all stay together. And there'd be a hell of a squad. But like now my daughter's saying she's not sure if she wants to play because she wants to do competitive gymnastics. And I'm like, look, you're happier here than you are anywhere else. And I'm like, it's not about the playing the hockey. It's about the locker room and the friendships, you know? And like,
yeah.
And that's when you see her having more fun there and she doesn't like realize, it's like, I am watching this happen and you're not getting it.
But no, especially at that. My girlfriend, she has a kid who plays who's 12 or he's 12, 13, like in that age. And that's what I like. She understands like it's about the friendships and everything else. But some of the other parents are like getting angry at the kids if they played bad. And it's just like,
oh, they do. They're like yelling at the kids while they're playing, like not just their own kid, like all the kids, they'll be yelling at them and like yelling at them what they should be doing. It's like, first of all, do you think they're listening to you? Can they hear you? And second of all, if they could, I'm not even sure if what you're yelling is the right advice right now. So just shush, shush.
Yeah, like all these
just
kids
enjoy the match, let them have fun and work hard, right?
Seriously, like these will probably be their friends, these will probably be their best friends, closest friends for the rest of their lives.
And they will be, yeah. And it's interesting when I watch it because, like, I've seen pro hockey games, and these kids are trying just as hard or harder than any pro hockey game I see. So it's like, what are you yelling at them about? They're not getting paid, and they're trying just as hard as anybody else in hockey.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're doing it because they love it. So leave them alone and let them love it. Anywho, another way we know each other is I might have wrote you a reference letter to someone at one point. And you know what? I have no problem doing that for good people. I have no problem doing that for Shed guys. So if anybody needs a reference for anything, you just let me know. But you got to be a Shed guy, right? Anyways, now I find it interesting too that you're an NCAA guy. You played in Denmark. You played in the UK. And now you're in Germany. All my honey holes.
We have that in common too.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't in Wales for some chocolate. No, you weren't. You weren't there for any chocolate. I didn't do the chocolate while you were there. You're gone.
No, I wasn't. You didn't have the podcast yet when I was there.
Right. Yeah. I'm losing track of time. You know, too much talking.
It is crazy. Working. That was 3 years ago.
I know. More like than that. Almost, it was 2019.
Almost to the date, right? Because you came.
I came in November. February? I came November. Because that
November?
Yeah, man. It was November was the game. No, because you guys had a tough start to that year. And then you saw my tallywhacker and you're like, whoa, that's hockey. but no, I remember because the GOAT had a tough start to the year. And then, you know, when someone in the crowd spray painted as you, it just gives you a little Shed boost, as you like to call it. And then I think he scored the game winning goal. I got the flag, started waving it. And then
you had the Taz head on too, didn't you?
That was only in the locker room. Yeah, I didn't take that up to the crowd.
Should have.
Right? fun times though, eh? But yeah, I remember then I came back home and then obviously I'm invested in the team again. I'm watching how you guys are doing because I'm like, I think they're going to start doing well now, right? And I think you guys lost your next game and then you went on a heater. I remember.
Yeah. I feel like though all 3 years in Cardiff was the same thing though. We always kind of started out not great. And then around December-ish, we just went insane. So it's interesting. I don't know why.
Yeah. My first year, my only year really in Cardiff was in the Big Blue Tent when we were all just getting to know each other. And we were like eighth place come almost December, and then we almost won the league. You know, we got real hot too.
Yeah. It's interesting.
When you start grooving, you know?
Exactly.
So I have where and what are you doing now? That's relegation versus Hellbronn, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about German food so far?
I had schnitzel for lunch today.
On a bun or like as a meal?
As a meal, schnitzel mit Pommes.
Okay, now, yeah, staying light, eh?
But it was in the Czech Republic.
Really cheaper there, isn't it?
Yeah, and they don't have so Selb is so small. There's only a few, a handful of restaurants.
Really, so it's that small, eh?
It's tiny. It's so small. So we're We're probably 15, 20 minutes from two different cities in the Czech Republic, so we'll just go there.
That's cool. And they're bigger cities?
Yeah. Yeah. One is called, I can't remember what it's called. Ash or Cheb is what it's called. And then another one's called Ash, but it's not very nice. So we don't really go there. I've been there once, but Cheb is the other one that's nicer.
So they're still serving German food, though, even if you cross over.
And they speak German.
You're not the only Germans crossing over for the food.
No, not until.
Yeah, I remember I went to Prague when I was in Germany. That's a fun fact where we got engaged there.
Cool.
Yeah, but Prague, it was the food wasn't that expensive. It was like a cheaper vacation for seeing a great city.
Yeah, we were there in Cardiff. We played in a Czech team in the Champions League, and we flew out of Prague. So we spent a night there, and it was a lot of fun.
I'm sure it was.
And right here, we're only 2 hours from Prague. I haven't been yet, though.
You should go.
Yeah,
you should go.
I think I'll go.
Here's one of my questions for you at the end of the episode, then, is what are your off-season plans?
I will go. So my girlfriend, she lives in Fort Myers.
The Lonnie Kai.
I will go spend the summer there again. I was there last summer for this first summer. For
really?
First
Fort summer Myers.
Yep. The Lonnie
right.
Kai. I don't know if it's in existence anymore.
It is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're rebuilding it. They rebuilt that sucker after all of the stuff. They're still standing, and they're fixing her up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw a video of...
That thing can't be stopped.
I saw a video of, the parking lot, and then, I guess, underneath where the bar is and everything. It was gone. Gone.
Yeah, it was just the structure was left, but everything was... But, no, I've seen a few videos. They're putting her back together. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. The Lonnie Kai, a lot of people have some great memories of that place. So folks, it all started for me when I won the NARCH Roller Hockey Championships in Fort Myers with a bunch of fellas from Brantford, Ontario and Western Michigan. And we ran amok of that hotel. They let us do whatever we gosh darn pleased because we had a really big trophy. And when you go to the Lonnie Kai with a really big trophy, you can do whatever you want.
That's funny.
Whatever you want. Wasn't like the Cardiff Devils after the Challenge Cup in Sheffield and we got banned from the hotel. You weren't allowed to do whatever you wanted with a trophy there.
Really?
No, the Lonnie Kai got it. That hotel in Sheffield didn't get it. Maybe they're sour.
Maybe they were just bitter too.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. We were just having fun, right?
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So what else? So schnitzel, you're liking the food though? Have you gotten into much spätzle yet?
I like that too. That's good.
You tried a Weiss first?
Weiss first?
It's the white sausage you'd have for breakfast with a pretzel and the sweet mustard. You gotta peel the condom off of it.
No. Stop. I didn't have that. Roulant, you know that?
Roulant.
Roulant, it's it's like flank steak and you roll
rolled
it
up with stuff in it.
Yeah, with mustard, pickles, I think onion in there too.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Right. You're making me hungry. Yep.
I love the pastries here.
Do you?
I'm a big sweets. I have a huge
sweet tooth. I never had a sweet tooth. People would think that's shocking because of my body type, but I actually just ate too much of the main course. You know, I wasn't a dessert guy. So you're going to those bakeries and getting into the pastries? Because I would get the little sandwiches they make with the salami and then you get the slice of a hard boiled egg. Good stuff.
No, yeah, I got a big sweet tooth. My go-to here is it's a croissant. It's it's filled with Nutella, glazed like a donut, and then almonds on top. Mm.
Jeepers, creepers, really? Eh? They, you know what? Nutella's not utilized enough over here in Germany. They're using Nutella. They know what to do with it. Crepes. Yeah. I didn't know they were putting it in croissants because we have chocolate croissants around here, but why wouldn't it be Nutella? I'd rather Nutella than chocolate.
It is. I have one recently every day. I probably don't need it. I definitely don't need it with my age.
Well, but happy hockey players play better, and sometimes you just got to eat what you want.
And we don't have them at home too, so that's how I'm justifying it.
Right? Yeah, because when it's time to leave Germany, you don't go back. I've never been back. Actually, yeah, I did have to go back to see some doctors for my knee. Hamburg, Germany. Had a nice trip.
Nice. Never been.
Beautiful. Yeah, good spot. So other than going to the Czech there, is there any other day trips around that are cool that you've done?
I love World War II and that history. So I have been to a concentration camp. There's one probably an hour from me.
So you say you love it? You're you just like knowing about it.
I'm
fascinated by it. I also went to a concentration camp with my parents when they came over and Lisa, and it made me sick to my stomach seeing that.
It's
and being
very,
there.
I think for me, yeah. I think being here at times is eerie just because I am so fascinated by the Nazis and World War II and everything. I've read about it a lot and watched a ton of videos on it. So just for me being in the spaces that they were in is pretty crazy.
It is. And like, then like we went to the concentration camp and then you do the tour and like, you're kind of picturing it. And then I remember we went into a room and they like actually played a video of what went on where we were. And I was like, that was happening here. And I was like,
yeah,
that is so disturbing. And, but you know, it's history and like,
yeah,
like fascinating, disturbing. It was just a lot to take in.
Very sad, very eerie, but I think it's very, very intriguing. I did do a day trip to Nuremberg when I first got here.
The Ice Tigers.
Yep. And we went to the Christmas market there, so that was super cool. But they had a store, a military like surplus store downtown, and they were actually selling like Nazi items. Like they had flags, they had all the like cutlery,
really?
Some uniforms. It was actually pretty crazy. They had to cover the Nazi sign with like tape, but like you could obviously see what it was. And it is like absurdly expensive for any of that stuff.
It's like the real, I guess you'd call it memorabilia.
I guess. Yeah. Is memorabilia,
I guess. Yeah, wild stuff. It is interesting how much you learn about the world as you travel around, right? It's like, it makes it a lot all more real as like a Canadian boy over here that learned about it, saw videos about it, movies about it. But then when you go over there and you're seeing it and you're like, this is where it was happening. And this is where that war was. And then there's towns where the war never hit. So it's all the old buildings that were never rebuilt. And then you go to other places where there's like an old part of town that was never bombed, but then there's a newer area. It's all very interesting.
Yeah, we went to Dresden too for a day or like a night trip.
Great city.
Very cool. And we stayed right downtown in that square where that big church is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there. My time going to Dresden was I went with a shed guy, Dirk Robel, when I was injured, hernia surgery, the end of my beating head time. We went to Dresden to visit Hammer Time, episode 7. And he was playing for Dresden at the time. And we went to that church and we had a lot of fun and met all the Dresden fellows, and that's a great city. It'd be a great place to play hockey.
Oh, it would be unreal. Yeah, so we went to Dresden and we got there at night because we left after practice. We get downtown and there's like a huge amount of people like standing in a big circle like holding hands by that church, and we were like, what the heck is going on? So we read about it a little bit, and it was the first day of the bombings of World War II that they were having like a memorial for.
Really?
Yeah. So that was, I guess, pretty cool to witness too for me, just because of,
yeah.
I mean, not cool, but like,
right.
Cool. I don't know how to
explain. I do. Yeah. It's a thing you normally don't see. Right. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's like people, like a lot of people were from what, not something they're going to ever experience. So it's cool.
Yeah.
I guess that's the part of it.
When I went to Prague, there was a Nazi rally, right? Or yeah, whatever it's
that's
called.
Great.
Right?
That's different.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how long ago it was. It was like, you know, there were people, you know, I guess, I don't know what the word is. I don't want to misspeak on here. So they were having like, you could almost not a parade, but they all had a gathering in the city.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah. I know a couple of my buddies that like got pictures like beside tanks and stuff.
That's hilarious.
Anywho, what else do I got? So your team's pretty international, eh? You got an American goalie, another American, a Canadian, a Slovak, a handful of Czech Germans, and a Latvian.
Yeah, two Latvians.
Two Latvians.
Archie.
Oh.
Or Drago.
Arturs Krumnitz. But Ivan Drago.
Yeah, he's a Latvian. Latvian German.
I kind of forgot about that. I remember playing against him when I was in Landshut, and he was on the under 20 Germans. We played against the world junior team, and that was the first time I played against him. He's a big fella, even when he was 19.
He's a thick guy. Him and Richie are both big boys.
Richie,
big time.
Yeah, and he was just a puppy when I played with him, but you could tell he had the framework to be a big fella.
Yeah, he is a big guy. He's got a heavy shot.
Schlag shoes or like a snapper? Schlag shoes is a slap shot.
Snapper and pass. His passes are so hard.
Like when he was a kid, he would go down the wing and have that heavy snapper already. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see all these fellas play again, right? It's been a long time.
It would be. Maybe you can come show us your tallywhacker. Maybe that'll get us.
Big pregame speech will get you through the series with Hellbron. I don't know if I fly over for relegation games, but it'd be cool if there's Kit Kats. Right? I don't know if my tallywhacker deserves that. It's more of a finals type of a thing, not relegation. You know?
Okay, that's fair.
Sorry. And Gelky and Arters, I didn't do pregame speeches for them. I was just one of the guys, right?
Yeah. It's different your roles too when you go to different countries and come to different teams too.
It really is. Well, and like for you, you had to fit into a team midway through the season, right? And but then when you go there and you're an import in Germany, like you just jump right in and you start playing a lot, right?
Yeah, it is, especially because like I've played for Lordo for so long and had such a big role from probably my second year with him to come here. I mean, I do have a big role, but it's more of like a not fly under the radar, but it's more just play, as in like with him, I was more engaged in the locker room, like with the guys and everything. So here it's different.
You can just be one of the guys.
Yeah.
You're not the assistant coach player guy, right?
Yeah, that's a big adjustment too, just having so much extra free time now.
Right? Yeah, it would be. So, yeah, you probably walk around, drink some coffees, eat some crepes, or I guess croissants with...
Croissants, no crepes. Croissants.
Really? Well, you should try it out. The Nutella works good on a crepe.
In France, I had crepes and Nutella for breakfast every morning.
Right? Yeah. No, Nutella, it's an underutilized... But it's not a sauce. What is it? A spread. Yeah. Underutilized in North America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like Buenos, right? Great chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Right. Hazelnuts. Mm-hmm. Great stuff. Yep. Mm-hmm. Your assistant coach, German legend. Not talking about Herzi. I'm talking about the other one, Lanny Gehr.
Yeah. His dad is a legend. Or no, his uncle.
Well, he was in Germany the whole time I was there, and we played against each other. I think he was in Whitewater, beautiful Weißwasser, Deutschland. Yeah. But he was one of those guys that had a German pass and was a Canadian. And geez, he just stopped playing like a year ago.
Yeah, he had a heart attack.
What?
Or stroke, sorry.
Really?
Stroke. Yeah, I think it was last
year. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine now. I mean, like he works out and stuff. He doesn't play, obviously, he's on the bench, but like he'll jump in with some drills sometimes. He had a stroke, I think, last Christmas before their Christmas party.
Jesus, Murphy. Wow.
Yeah. I know his uncle played in the NHL for a long time too. Danny, I think. Danny Gehr for the Red Wings.
I remember Lanny from when I my time in Germany, right? I wasn't paying attention to NHL as much as I pay attention to German hockey because I knew the people over there. But I better bring this up now because I've just done 2 shed visits. Totally forgot to mention it at all. So way to go, Walton. Be better. I am, because now you brought up a stroke, is I am having a raffle, a jersey raffle. And it's a Matska jersey from his Matska night in Cardiff, a Kenton Smith jersey. He wore it that night. It was given to me to raffle off. So I'm doing 50-50 ALS and Rich's Road to Recovery, who is a Sheffield Steeler fan who had a massive stroke, and his family is trying to figure it out. And he's got a long road to recovery and they need some funds to help out the family. So we're doing a 50-50 ALS. So Matska, we can help out his cause as well as help out Rich, right?
Yep, all big one family here.
So aleshockeytales.com, folks, you could buy tickets, whether you want the jersey or not, help support 2 great causes, right? aleshockeytales.com, right? So far, I've sold 13 tickets. Way to go, Walton. Maybe you should bring it up sometimes, right?
Yeah, now it's going to flourish because we're going number one.
Number one, folks. Deutsche Meisters. And you know what I win? It's like everybody wins. The whole Shed family wins when we're number one. That's the only way this works, right?
Exactly.
It's pretty cool. I hope we do get to number one, but I
may have Sir to bring Guile. In...
Huh?
I said some Sir Guile.
Sir Guile?
So cool. Very cool.
Yes, you're right. Sir Guile. Really good. Oh man, yeah, people are gonna understand you for sure. Okay, when you spoke of your different roles on each team though, each country, like you played in the ones I played in, but you've also played in Norway, somewhere else, but anyways, every country plays differently, right? There's a different culture in the locker rooms too. There's a different culture just around hockey.
Yeah, here it's oddly close to UK slash North America.
Well, they have fun, right? They enjoy hockey. You even can have beers in the locker room, folks. That's hockey. And
that's, to me, that's like, I mean, we did that in Cardiff too. That would never happen in North America.
Right?
Ever.
No, fun's banned there.
Yeah, it's not, you're not allowed
to. It's a business over there.
Yeah, it's your job.
It, yeah. Right, but you can have fun at work too.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. You can. You just have to buy in, folks, because to win, you have to have fun. And you know what? Beers help fun happen with the team, and they help bring people together. And if you can do it in the locker room after a big W with music playing and all the fellas together, ice packs all over, that's when teams come together. And then you know what? Even if you had a couple beers, you might win the next game because you care more about each other.
Exactly. Get out.
Get out. Yeah. Rick tick. So who's helping you with your German? How are you learning?
Just with the guys in the room, and then I'll do some Duolingo.
Duolingo. Yeah.
But
I was just starting to get into really trying to like, because once I realized how much more fun it was living there, knowing the language and how much easier everything was and just enjoying it more and really getting involved, I started doing all that stuff and getting really good. And that's when they asked me to kindly leave. And then I never used it again. But it's cool that I still can a bit, right?
That's really cool. I just want to learn because I think it'll be cool to be able to speak another language.
Right.
Not that I'll be able to speak it, but at least maybe get by.
Ah, yeah, you're right. No, it is fun. So Christmas markets, we didn't talk about that. You went to the Nuremberg one. Does Selb have one in that tiny little town?
Yeah, but it was like four stalls or maybe.
Really?
Like,
be really, better.
Really small. Like, it's very, very small here.
They do sell Kit Kats there though, right?
I hope so. There's three grocery stores.
They gotta have Kit Kats, folks. It's, you know?
Yeah, so
Kit Kats could really bring the team together, right? The man shaft, as you call them.
Mm-hmm. So I went to the Nuremberg Christmas market. That was cool. Then I went to the one in Cheb in the Czech Republic, and I think those were the only two I went to be honest.
That's not enough.
No.
That was like, yeah, maybe that's why I did have weight issues second half of the year, but December, I especially around Bietigheim, there was one place that had a medieval Christmas market and everything was like old school. And then there was like in Stuttgart, there was the normal Christmas market that was awesome. But then there was also a Finnish Christmas market that had it like you were in Finland. Man, you could really run amok in December in Germany.
That's cool. They're so cool, too. It's so unique.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fun being outside in the winter. And
it is.
You get into the Glühwein, stay warm.
Yep.
That stuff can catch up with you. Yeah, it can catch up with you, especially when you've been out in the fresh air. Then you get inside, you got to get horizontal pretty quick because you're going down. How fast have you drove on the Autobahn?
100 and probably 80, maybe 190 kilometers.
It's pretty good. What kind of car are you working with?
We have Ford Pumas.
Puma, that sounds fast.
Yeah.
Is it just a little hatchback?
Yeah, it's four doors.
Oh, you got four doors. That doesn't always happen over there.
No, it's not a bad car. It's Decent.
You got a roommate?
No.
No, nine. You got nine. Yeah.
No.
That's good.
No one here has roommates. No, even the young guys, they all have their own place.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I you know what? That's what it was like in Beatingham. Everybody got their own place. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It was Cardiff where a lot of people were sharing when I first
went there. Yeah, I had a roommate every year there. First year was Drew Paris. Me and him got along well. And then the last 2 years was Dougie, and we still talk to this day. Wow. I would consider him one of my best friends.
And I haven't talked to Dougie in a while. We started a Buenos for the Butt Boys movement with my under 11 fellas last year. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because he was on here with them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He came on and met my fellas. And then one of the guys he met that day, Evan Shed guy, for his birthday, Dougie sent him like a birthday message, a little video birthday message, and it made the kids today. And it's interesting, like the impact Shed guys can have on kids, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
He's awesome. I have nothing but awesome things to say about him. He makes it fun.
He does make it fun. I'd never really talked to him in person or really chatted with him. Only in the Shed, really, and then that Wally night. But
young though. He would have been real young when you were there.
Right. When he would have seen that pregame speech, probably floored him. But I went over there for Mizey's testimonial, and he acted like we really knew each other as soon as I saw him. Let's put it that way.
He's awesome. He's unbelievable. He has fun. One of the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's awesome. And then you're going back for Batchies?
I sure am. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. That'll be fun. Yeah. That'll be fun. I actually really should be going to Germany April 1st for Renee Schoff's jersey retirement. I was invited to that too, but I couldn't do both, you know?
And,
yeah. Wish I was going. Sorry. I can't, but you know, there's the real world and like vacation days, and then family trip to Panama this year. That's going to be fun, you know? So
that's nice.
I only get so many days off a year, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the spring break like the kiddies.
No, not like right now. That's why we're in the kitchen, folks. So anyways, any food at the Christmas market stand out, or were you just getting the wieners that they're frying up?
We did get a currywurst.
Ugh. Do you ever see a flammkuchen while you're there?
No.
It's like a flatbread, and it's got like almost like scalloped potatoes on it and bacon or like sour cream.
Maybe I did see that.
If you see it again, if you get the Zwiebel und Speck onion and bacon one,
okay,
it's a time.
Interesting. No, then they had in Nuremberg. I think they're famous for these cookies. I don't remember what they're called.
I was thinking they were famous for the Nurembergers, the little sausages. But
I didn't have those. No, but they have these little cookies. I don't remember what they're called, but we had those at the Christmas market. They were good.
Food in Germany is good, man. You can get fat in Germany. I know it. I lived it.
I might be living it now.
No, you're doing great. interesting league though. Is it still like one home game, one road game, Friday, Sunday each weekend?
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice lifestyle, isn't it?
It is nice. It's not as hard as your body is playing in the ECHL, that's for sure. Playing three and threes and four and
Busting all over the place.
Yeah. We have our travel is fairly decent too. We don't have any crazy long trips.
Because you're kind of in the middle, but on the.
Yeah. Like, so I think our longest trip might be 7 hours to Krefeld. But other than that, like, we're close.
Krefeld's in the second league?
Yeah, they came down this year.
Jeepers. They were always a DL team.
Well, yeah. So then if Kassel wins, I think Augsburg will come down too.
Right.
So if Kassel, there's three teams that can win, and if one of those three teams wins, Augsburg will come down too, and they've been in the DEL forever too.
Right. No, they have been.
So I guess it'll be interesting what happens here with the
two. Yeah, well, leagues. It's interesting for those teams, right? They might go down to the second league and then put some money into it and be winning all their games. And I mean, like, Augsburg, have they been good ever in the last couple decades? Like, they're in the DL, but they're always a low budget team that just kind of stays there. And it's like, is that really fun, or could you go to the second league and win?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, we'll What's your favorite atmosphere you've played in so far?
Oh, so we've had some derbies.
Who's your derby? Yeah.
Bayreuth.
Oh, yeah.
45 minutes from us. Krimichow is another one.
That's a derby, Krimichow. Eh?
And then Regensburg. So we have three.
So my Regensburg's first... back in the league, eh?
Yeah.
So they got a nice barn, eh?
Yeah, I think it's fairly new, the guy said. That was my first game here in Regensburg, and it was really cool. We had, I think we had 400 people go, 400 fans go, so it was super cool. And we won, so it was cool. The video, or after the game, I took a video on the ice, and it was really cool.
That would be, yeah.
For my first, the atmosphere over here is, it's so cool. Like, yeah. Even last night was super cool. Just because it was a big, like, they obviously take the hockey here seriously, but with the relegation, like, it's even amped up even more because they obviously want to stay in the league.
Oh, so, man, the fans there are wild as it gets. It's like the videos I see of us winning in Germany and what it was like in those arenas, like, you don't really think about it too much. And once you were there for 6 years, you almost get immune to it because it's like normal. But man, I remember the first few games over there. My first game was in Kassel, and I couldn't believe the atmosphere in that arena.
I didn't play that. I didn't get to play there this year.
It's a wild barn. Yeah. So you remember your first game, eh? Because I remember my first game, my very first shift in Germany. Somehow my bucket pops off right away. First shift ever in Germany. And I'm like, I'm going to show everybody how tough I am and skate around with no bucket and finish the shift. And then I got a penalty for doing so. So my first shift, I got a penalty for playing with no helmet on, and I didn't know the rules. And then the other team scored in the power play. That was a Kassel. Yeah. Tough start.
So I think it was my fourth game. I don't think you knew this, but did you see my pitch? Did you see any pictures of me with a bubble on?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Broke my cheek. Surgery. Four games in.
How long did you wait to be able to play with broken cheek with a bubble?
I think it was, so I broke it on a Sunday, got surgery on a Tuesday, and then I missed two games. So it would have been, I sat out that full week, missed those two games.
And then played the next.
And then played the next weekend, yeah.
So it still would have been pretty broken for a good four more weeks.
Yeah. Hey, bro, like you said, the imports don't get the long sick notes.
They don't get it. They're not the same notes. No. Poster picks. The picture of you, though, coming out with number 89 dark behind you. That's a cool photo.
Sir Guile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was cool. So they got a good atmosphere in Selb then?
Really good atmosphere. Yeah.
Very so who's cool. Got home ice in this series? You beat one in Hellbrunn, so they got home ice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they finished ahead of us. I don't know how. I think maybe one or two points, so just barely ahead of us.
Okay, so it's going to be a tight series.
Yeah.
And then you did have a picture. Was that your gal in the photo with you?
Yeah. Yep, so she came over. She was over here a month and a half ago. So that was cool for her. She's never been over.
Right. And that's the same, like, for my parents coming over and my sister coming over. Like, when I was over there, it's like they would have never came to Germany if I wouldn't have been there. Yeah.
I mean, we had a good time. We went to, do you know the Disneyland castle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fusen. We went there.
Yeah. I never went there. We tried to go there one time, and then we got up into the mountains and we didn't have our snow tires on yet. And it snowed that day and we couldn't get up to it. We were on our way though. Yeah.
It's cool. It's underwhelming. I mean, it's cool to see, but it's like,
once you've seen it, you're like, okay, I saw it.
Yeah. I'm not taking anyone else to go see it. we went to Munich. I got a fun. We went to Munich. Hofbrauhaus.
Yeah.
Hofbrauhaus. Thought I lost my keys there. My car keys.
Wasn't there already a chat about that with Mosey and someone about losing keys? I remember hearing something. I feel like something happened, but you thought you lost your keys in Munich and then you guys would be stuck there. You'd be getting on the train.
Yeah. And I, you know what I did? I thought I left them at the Hofbräuhaus. So we walked back from the parking garage, like a 40-minute walk round trip, get back. So we walked from the Hofbräuhaus to the car to leave, get to the car. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have my keys. So we retrace our steps back to the Hofbräuhaus. Don't find them. Go in, ask like to speak to our waitress, go to the lost and found. They're not there. So we walk, trace our steps back again to the car, get to the car, and our cars, when they lock, the mirrors close in, and I saw they were open, and I didn't notice this before because I was like in such a panic when I was.
So your keys were in the car, and that's why I didn't lock.
In the car on the seat. So someone could have just opened the door and just drove away.
Right. But, good yeah, good so, people in Germany, though. You know, one time I lost my wallet when I was in one after a road trip. We had had beers on the bus on the way back, and I was pretty well in one by the time we got back to put our bags in. Oh, kid's getting picked up. 1 second. Game back on. Sorry, Spence just had to go to the dentist, had to get picked up, you know? Anywho, thanks for meeting him.
Sounds like a good kid.
Yeah, he is. That kid, he's a gamer. He gives her out there. Little yeah. Fella that just gives her. Yeah. Skilled little left-handed forward. Anywho, I was telling a story. I lost my wallet after a bus trip. We get back to Bietigheim. I'm in one. Get the bag into the locker room, the cabina. And then I misplaced my wallet somehow. And whoever found it returned it to the police station with all the money in it.
That's nice.
And then the police, I guess, called the Steelers and said, hey, we got Brent Walton's wallet here. And they're like, oh, neat. So that helped out. Thanks for returning it. It'd be kind of a challenge when you're in Germany without your wallet, right?
Yeah, that actually happened to me last week. Last weekend, I left my wallet on the bus after the game. And the bus company called the Betroyer. He called me and was like, hey, you should probably go get your wallet.
Yeah. Those things can happen. They really jam you up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another poster pick. Big Selly, eh? Down on one knee. Did you like?
Oh, I love it.
Really, eh? You're like the young kids I coach around. I know it is, but I had to act like I did it all the time, right? I'd just do it and be like, yeah, what's up?
I don't do it all the time, though. I'm a defenseman.
That's true. But Tidegers can, yeah, you guys can do it up. Do it however you want.
Yeah.
Everybody can sell it however they want. Do whatever you want. It depended on the time of game and what the score was, right?
Yeah.
When I was a junior, I went through a jumping into the bench phase, though, right? We were on our play. Yeah. Like I would score and then I would literally skate to the bench and jump into it and all the whole team would catch me. And then all the guys on the ice would do it with me. All five of us would jump in the bench together.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah, it was until one time after I did it, the other team came back and beat us. And then my coach was like, if you do that, you have to know we've won. And I was like, gotcha.
Yeah. Noted.
Understood. Another poster pick, the fellows, and you're out for dinner and drinks. Who are those guys?
So those guys are former Swamp Rabbits as well. They all play in Vienna. There's three of them.
Really?
So I went and spent New Year's with them.
That's cool. How far away was Vienna from you?
I think I want to say it was 4.5 hours. So I drove there, spent New Year's with them. So it was there for a day and a half and then came back.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah, we had that.
Swamp Rabbits, eh? Really excelling.
So, yeah, it's Matt Bradley, Max Zimmer, and Ben Finkelstein.
Okay.
So all three are in Vienna.
I don't know that age group. Yeah.
No, that is a young age group. They are good kids, young. We were in Greenville together, and they are having their little reunion in Vienna. Have you ever been there?
I had never made it to Vienna. I drove past it, and it looked like a city.
It is gorgeous.
Colby, it looks like Big Willie's rolling in now. Jeepers, there's always kids here. We didn't even discuss when he came up here when Spencer was here with the mini hockey, and he came up with a bloody nose.
Just did he?
Yeah. It must have really been mucking it up down there.
No kidding.
Buddy, I'm in the
right in the middle of a pod. Say, go, your buddy's at the door. Anyways, sorry. Busy times here, March break, you know?
That's funny.
Here's a question for you.
Let's hear it.
You did play with Lordo for 5 and a bit years.
Yeah.
I had heard he got more and more serious in his time with Cardiff, right? There was less and less, like, I guess, like going out with the boys and having fun, and it got a little serious. Like, was it, it was probably time for a fresh start, eh?
For me, yes. For him, it's like that's what he needs to do to, I guess,
be his best, I guess, right? And
do, yeah, exactly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, for me, I needed to move on, and it was like, I have no ill will or hatred towards him. I don't wish him anything but what he
goes and gets.
I hope deserves. He succeeds, and I hope he makes it. I hope he makes it to the NHL. But yeah, hopefully if him and I ever run into each other, we can have a beer or whatever, because we spent a large chunk of our professional careers together. So
yeah, you're there a lot of years with him, man. Like, and obviously you had a great relationship, and you know, sometimes things do need to change. Like, I know, like he is a great coach, and he got the best out of everybody, right? And like, for me, my personal experience with him was, I did pretty well the first year as Wally and being in the shape I usually was in. And then he got right up in my business and was all over me all summer. And it was exhausting and it was annoying, especially as a 32-year-old. But then I was in really good shape. But then I got hurt, right? And it's it was hard for me because, like, I was 32 years old and there's bagels in the room and he wouldn't even let me eat a bagel. And I'm like, dude, I've been doing this for a while. Like, let me be myself.
Yeah, I mean, he is good at getting the best out of out of his guys, or like you or whoever it is. I mean, and all the teams that I was on that he built, so to speak, like, so those are some of my best friends. So he is good at finding, like, good
great
people.
No, yeah, the people that were on the Cardiff Devils. I look at that squad that you were on there that I went over for and saw, and you guys all saw what you needed to see. You had Joey Haddad, the GOAT, Riley, Deco, Benty, Jards, and like the D-man, the Swan, Gleason Fournier. Like there's a bunch of good dudes that were really awesome at hockey on that squad, right? You got Mosey.
Yeah, so like we had
what a squad.
We had an unbelievable team, and then
unbelievable people.
Even better guys. And that's something now, as I'm getting older and I'm on a team where it's like, in like, the guys are all good guys here, but you're just not as close as like those Cardiff teams.
You're not even similar. Like, the only time I had it, well, in Landsuit, I was really fresh, right? I was really new in Germany. And I wouldn't, there was like maybe a couple times. Well, it was the end of the season when I like went out with the Germans and really bonded. But like throughout that year, the Germans were doing their thing. The imports were doing their thing. And then it wasn't until we started intertwining them all together, and Hammer would have these Schweinebrot nights where the Germans and the imports were all together. And that was when we were really like a team, and it was like Cardiff. It didn't matter if you were German or an importer, what language you spoke, we were all just a team, you know?
Yeah. But no, yeah, like that team that you went and saw, we have our group chat still goes off.
Really?
Yeah. 3 years later.
Isn't that interesting? Cause like, yeah, usually guys get onto their new group chat and then they leave the old one.
No, this one's still, I'm almost positive everyone is still in it, and it'll go off at least once or twice a week still.
Well, that's pretty neat. I remember the day when I'd been on the group chat the whole year. And then it was the summertime and they're gearing up for the next season. And then like Herv the Perv wrote in the group chat, like he had to change his mind and he had to stay home. He wasn't going back to Cardiff. And he said what he had to say to the group chat. And then he left. And I was like, geez, if he left, maybe like I should leave. I have no reason to still be in this. And then I remember the day, like I left my final group chat of hockey and I was like, well, that's weird. And then, you know what? The phone wasn't lighting off as much as it used to, you know? It's a weird time.
Yeah.
Those group chats, there can be some funny stuff go on, can't there?
They usually come from one guy in this group chat, and it's Bouncy.
Bouncy always was quite clever with the pictures he would post and different things.
He always throws you for a loop.
You don't know what's coming with Bouncy. You think you know him, and then all of a sudden he sends something. You're like, whoa.
Exactly. Yeah. You think you're about to look at a picture of something, and it's something totally different.
Totally. Yeah, he was a good group chatter. Really good. I wasn't that good at it. No. More of a talker.
I just like to follow along.
Have you had a Cabina Fest yet?
Yes. My first day here.
Oh, boy. That's a great way to get involved.
So not my first day here, my first practice day. So I got here on a Thursday. They had played, they were going on the bus. So I didn't meet anyone. Then I got here on Friday, left Fort Myers on Thursday, got here Friday. I had a pregame skate Saturday, game Sunday. And then Monday was when we had the Cabina Fest.
So what did you have? Did you have food?
They had for dinner or for the food, it was schnitzel, and I can't remember what else they had. Schnitzel, maybe.
Was it like it used to be where two guys
pay
for it and it rotates through the team and everybody takes their turn throughout the year?
Yeah, so we did that one, and then we had another one. So we've done only two since I've been here.
Yeah, it's always interesting how many you can do, right? I think they really bring teams together. I love that part about Germany, that teams were teams, and like we said about the beers in the locker room, but for people that don't know what a Cabina Fest is, that means locker room party, and it would be on like a Monday to Tuesday practice. You practice, you work really hard, right? You have a good skate, and then you come off, and two dudes have planned a meal, and everybody eats in the locker room. They bring in a couple cases of beer, and then you basically sit there until the fellas have had their fill. And then there were some where the event would then leave the locker room and go downtown to places, or it could go to places where like people take their clothes off and are on a stage. But I never wanted to go to those places. They'd make me, because it was my job and I was part of the team. But that did happen. And those were Cabina Fests, and that would be like your Tuesday, right?
Yeah,
fun times.
Yeah, but beer over here too, it's also more not potent. Acceptable. Oh, potent, but like it's like more of like, oh, it's a beer, whatever. Not like at home where it's like, oh, it's beer.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, he's having a beer. Well, people just like they'll have a beer with breakfast over there, right? And they have one and then they carry on with their day.
Exactly.
Or you go on a walking street, right? And have lunch and sit outside. You have been there in the cold times, eh? Is it warm over there soon or what? You need to get outside on some foosganger zones and eat meals outside and drink pints. That's what you need to do.
This week it'll start warming up finally. I'm looking at the app right now. This will be the first warm week, and it does get like in Selb, it gets cold.
Well, I tell you, my favorite part of German culture are the walking streets. Every town's got them. Nobody drives down the roads. All the restaurants, tables, and chairs are all out in the middle of the street. And you just watch people walking up and down the road while you're eating outside, like in fresh air, right?
Yeah, it's nice. And I like to be outside. It seems like you do too. Another one of our things we have in common.
I like to be outdoors or in the shed. But I'm in the kitchen. But yeah, the foosganger zones, man. Like one of my favorite things to do on a day off would be to go set up shop with a couple fellas, eat a meal, and then crush pints and just people watch. You can do it in Stuttgart. You can do it in all sorts of cities.
How far were you from Stuttgart?
It's only like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah. And then like, cause in Bietigheim's small, right. And everybody kind of knows what you're getting up to. You go to Stuttgart. Not many people care what you're getting up to.
Yeah. It's good. Mm-hmm. Go incognito.
Well, just leave us alone. Let us live.
Let us live.
Okay. So, you mentioned you didn't know what you want, for next year, what you're doing. What are your hockey aspirations as a dry und dreizack year old, a 33 year old that looks 24 and has the body of a 21 year old?
I will play as long as I can, I guess, or until a better opportunity, or not a better opportunity, but an opportunity that is more fitting for my future comes along.
Yeah.
And I want to stay in the game. I want to be in some sort of management role. And I think my end goal would be, I mean, this is just off the top of my head, I think it would be cool to be like a general manager.
Yeah, of course.
So I want to get into the management side.
Right. Yeah. There's lots of Chet guys that start out as like, well, like a pro scout, right? I know at least a handful of fellas that are scouts now for the NHL, and I'm not sure how they got those jobs right out of hockey, but it's usually about who you know, right? And you're building your network.
Yep, that's what I'm trying to do while I keep playing. So, I mean, like I said, if hopefully an opportunity comes along that is good for my future, I'll take it. So
I always find it interesting is it's wherever you're hockeying, those are like your network, right? I remember coming back to Canada and people would ask like, well, you got to stay in hockey. You got to be a part of hockey. You got to like, I'm like, well, there's no coaching jobs that are a full-time job for a guy, but my contacts aren't in Canada. I haven't played here since I was in junior B as a 17-year-old. My contacts were Western Michigan, which we weren't very good. And then it was mainly in Europe, in Germany. And it's like, I want to move home and set up roots, right? It's like, I don't know people in the hockey world here. I'm not in their clique, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. It's definitely tough. Luckily for me, like my dad played in the NHL
and he knows some fellas too. And it's all hockey is about who you know. I think it's neat how many more people I know now that I've been out my shed, right?
Exactly. Lots of visitors to your shed.
There has been a few, right? There's going to be a few more too, I think. But strange way for you to end your time in Cardiff, eh? You play there 3 years and then that season gets canceled and you've never played there again.
No. And I didn't leave there because of anything. I was married at the time, and me and my ex-wife, we had just bought a home in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I was going to settle down and play for the Gladiators there, or we were going to settle down and play for the Gladiators there because our house was 15 minutes from the rink.
Okay.
So it was more like, okay, like
that'd be a good place to set up shop. Yeah. Exactly. It would make sense.
Her job was based out of Atlanta and she has a good job. So it was like, for us, it was like, okay, we're getting older now. It's time to start planting roots and settle down. But then it didn't end up working out. So then I was like, all right, I guess I'll come back over.
Yeah. I get to go play. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. But it'd be neat to see you in a Devils uniform again someday, you know?
I mean, it would be, especially with the group they have there still, it would be very, very, very cool to be back with Marty, Jarts, Thatchy, Bouncy, Dougie, like all those guys. Like, they're,
like we said, they're really good at finding good people. I think Todd Kelman's a big part of that, you know? Lordo was good at it too. And I'm very thankful that Lordo did side me. Brought me in because it obviously changed my life, and they brought back my love of hockey. Was like you said, how close the team was in Cardiff. It was Hellbron. We had a trying year. Denmark, we won. The Danish guys did their thing kind of off the ice, and the imports were doing their thing, and like we were really good at winning games, but it wasn't the same as in Cardiff. It was just a bunch of dandies, like the biggest beauties you've ever played with, and everybody was just having fun, you know?
Exactly. And it was like, when, like you said, it was like you just said, like the imports were doing their thing and whoever else was doing their thing. There was like, there wasn't imports.
No, everybody was doing it together. Everybody was invited. And if you decided when you could make lunch, but everybody was invited to lunch, there was lunch like every day.
Oh, yeah. There was a group of us that went for lunch every single day for 2 years.
Yeah. And it'd be different people each time. And it was just the way it was, right? Everybody was invited. And that's a team. I love that shit.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably why we were so good.
And that's a big part of it. Yep. Mm-hmm. So looking at when I wrote about your hockey aspirations, what you wanted to do so far, just Cole's notes of your resume. As of right now, 10-year pro. You've been an assistant coach and pro, played in 5 countries, and you've played forward and D. Is that right?
Yep.
It's pretty good, right?
Means I'm smart, right?
I mean, yeah, that means you're learning a lot about different parts of hockey. I've learned a lot about having on the different people of hockey. And now that I coach instead of play, and like you talk to the bus drivers, the equipment managers, you talk to the coaches, the GMs, and you start putting it all together more, you know?
That's cool.
Right. Yeah. And I just bring that to my under nine gals and see if we can win the games, right?
It is, because you said the first game you played that team, you lost 20 whatever, and then this time you lost 3-1.
Well, we weren't keeping score, but thank goodness we weren't at the start of the year, because it was a bloodbath. But we're getting there, and like my girls play mini hockey now, like they actually play mini hockey, and they're an under nine house league, and with, I think, the that's the coolest thing ever, right?
Do they play with the boys too?
Well, we're a girls team. We play they play with their siblings.
Like when they play knee hockey.
Yeah, no, they do. They play with their siblings. So Shed Gal Taylor, that just lives over here, her and her brother have like a little scoreboard, and it's Nash versus Taylor. And the dad was telling me that 60% of the time it's Taylor, the younger daughter, the younger sister, asking the older brother to play mini hockey.
That's cool. That's
right? Cute. And when the dads tell you that, and they're like, I don't know how hockey was going to go this year, but like my daughter's like asking her brother to play mini hockey. And like, as her coach, that's like the coolest thing you could hear, you know?
Yeah, that's super cool.
We're building a dynasty, Bryce.
That's cool. Good for you.
Building a dynasty, but I got to get my daughter to play again next year. Right. What are you going to do? Okay. So let's see here. The other part, as I talk about, there's always a connection. How did you originally get to Brest, France, out of the coast? Because you'd been in the coast for 2 years. You're playing like 30 games a year. How did you get to the top league in France? Who got you there? What was the connection there?
It was just an agent.
That's nice. That's
good. Amonti. It was Amonti.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he got me there. There was no connection. I didn't know anyone. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if he knew anyone, but.
That's cool.
He just. I actually, my second year in North America, I had a really bad concussion. So that's why I only played the 30 games or whatever it was.
Okay.
So I missed like half the year with a concussion.
So then how'd you get from Brest to Manglerud, Norway, where you meet Hersey? Same guy?
That was Amonti as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got me to Denmark as well.
Right. So you went to Manglerud, and then you go to Aalborg. And so I'm assuming your contracts were going up in money each year too.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. Aalborg, you did really well, and you're on like the first place team, right?
Yeah, we did. We should have won, but we, did they have it in Denmark where if you finish first place, you get to pick
who you get to play against? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we did. This is, to me, insane. So we finished first place. We didn't want to pick. We didn't pick the eighth place team that we beat literally every single time we played them. We picked the sixth place team who we never beat in their rink. But we picked them because they were a less physical team than the eighth place team. And then we ended up losing in the first round of the team.
Right. Because then the sixth place team's going to be even more pissed off that you picked them. Because they're like, why are they picking us? We're sixth place and they're not picking eighth place team.
Then the second place team ended up picking the eighth place team and swept them.
Right.
Yeah. And we were out first.
That's why they finished in eighth.
I couldn't believe it.
Well, when we finished first in Sunderjyski, we did pick the fifth place team, but that time it made sense because their imports, their top scorers in the league that we were battling with, me and Quirky, had bet against their own team and had been banned from the league. So they were missing their top two imports. So we did win that series, but it is very strange that you can pick your opposition. And then if you don't pick eighth place, the team you pick is going to get awfully pissed off.
Yeah, and then they made us look like fools.
Yeah, that's tough. Tough bounce. And then when you lose, then they ask you to kindly leave.
Yeah.
That's how it works in Europe, folks. So then how did you get to Cardiff? Did you know Lordo before, or is that when you met him?
No, so what happened there was probably around Christmas time, Aalborg asked me to re-sign. And I said no, I wanted to for me, my first few years, I always wanted to continue to move up to try and get into a top league, like one of the top or higher leagues. So they offered me to sign at Christmas, and I was like, I don't know. And a guy on my team had this agent who reached out to him to want to talk to me. And he gave me a bunch of BS, and I believed him.
Right.
So then I ended up leaving a Monty to go to this guy. This guy didn't get me anything, like legit nothing in the summer. I don't think he was doing anything.
Monty had gotten you three deals, like without you knowing someone.
Exactly. So then I had probably my best year, like on the best team, and I didn't get anything. I was like, okay, this is weird. So it got to like July, and I was like this. So then I just started messaging people on Facebook, and I messaged Lordo on Facebook. And he was like, I'm interested. Let me do my research. And it was probably like a week and a half later. He was like, yeah, like I'd love to have you. And then the rest.
And how did you choose Cardiff? Like, cause I reached out to Cardiff myself too. And that's how I ended up there. How did you choose Cardiff to reach out to, or how many teams were you reaching out to?
I saw they were playing in the Champions League, and they like, I finished first in Aalborg, and I saw they had finished first. So I wanted to go to a winning team. And then,
winning's fun. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I chose them.
That makes sense. And you did play three times in the Champions Hockey League, eh? And everybody has stories, and I've heard many stories of like guys in the leagues we kind of played in get to like the Champions League or play in some preseason tournament and run amok in some game against some team. And then all of a sudden, they play for them, and then all of a sudden they're in leagues making money that, you know, they wouldn't have if they wouldn't have got that opportunity to play in front of the team.
Exactly. And that was like kind of the thought process I had with reaching out to them.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't end up working out, but I mean, I had my three years in Cardiff with three unbelievable groups. So, I mean, I didn't end up winning.
Well, you won the league and the playoffs twice, right?
Yes, and great friendships, which is probably at the end of the day, definitely the most important thing.
Right.
Something.
And what's interesting is the guys you win with usually are your best friends in hockey.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
A little bit different than if you finish in like seventh or eighth and you're like, okay, well, I guess that's that, eh? We sucked. See you later.
Yeah, we'll talk to you never.
Yeah, we'll all be asked to kind of leave, and then we'll have to figure out life somewhere else because we sucked. here's a question for you. I remember a story you told me about being dressed like Obama, right?
Yes.
Was that a rookie party? Because I just got sent my 2006 Daytona Beach Bombers of Ohio's rookie pictures yesterday, man. So what's so cool about the shed is I wake up and I have no idea what's going to happen each day. There's days where I wake up and I got nothing booked and I get bored and I'm like, let's chat. And then all of a sudden I'm in the shed with a guy that he didn't know we were doing that day either. But then yesterday I get sent a DVD of the Daytona Beach Bombers, and it's just a picture of it. And it's from an equipment manager in Germany, Jeff Maxwell.
Oh yeah, Maxi.
So he sends me a picture of this DVD. I'm like, what is this? Where did you get that picture? And it was our equipment manager from in Dayton, found it in his house in Cincinnati, Ohio, folks, or wherever he's living now. And he finds this DVD, and I was like, well, that is crazy. And then I just posted, I'd love to know what's on that DVD. And then all of a sudden, he wrote to me, he's like, he still hasn't put it in his computer to see what's on there. And then all of a sudden I get sent those photos I put up.
That's
talk about bringing back a memory. Like, man, that night seems like a long time ago because it was. And to get the picture sent to me nowadays, that never would have happened if I wouldn't have came out to the shed, you know?
No, that's cool. That's funny.
What a night.
That's so funny.
Oh gosh, I still remember we had practice the next morning. You saw those pictures. We had practice the next day. I got through it, folks. I was a pro.
You were a pro. I could see. Yeah.
No issue for you. It wasn't, but actually there was something that stuck with me through my career that morning. Not that I did it often, but the coach Derek Clancy, shed guy, that's the assistant GM of Vancouver now. I remember showing up to the rink the next day and my eyes maybe weren't quite working right. I might have had the walleye going. And he looked at me and he goes, "Wally, I, some nights in the season, this stuff happens, rookie parties and pro." He's like, "You got to do it." He's like, "But the next day, you know what the coach wants to see? He wants to see good passes, handle the puck right." He's like, "Nobody knows how hard you're actually skating. You don't have to go full tilt. You need to handle the puck and make good passes." And I was like, "Okay." And I went out there and I did my best to do that. And you know what? I had a great practice. And you know what? Every other time I thought of Derek Clancy if I was going out for a guilty practice.
That's awesome.
good lesson though. So did you have a rookie party?
Yeah. So that was Finucci who was telling you about that.
Finucci. That's right. Carlo, I saw you guys played together.
Yeah. Him and I,
forget about some stuff. Right. Then the research team gets hot and I'm like, "Oh yeah, they know each other."
Yeah. So me and him were rookies together in Vegas and we had our rookie party Halloween. And the older guys were like, "All right, you guys, like, you got to go as a theme," like probably thinking we'd go as something kind of like childish, like, I don't know, Ninja Turtles or Power Rangers or something.
Right.
But I can't remember. I think there was seven of us that year. And I can't remember who came up with the idea, but it was like, "Okay, Bryce, you be Obama and the rest of us will be Secret Service." And we ended up getting a limo and we show up to one of the hotels. I can't remember which hotel it was, but those guys played the part of the Secret Service and it was so funny. Like, it was hilarious. Like, walking through the hotel with like six guys around you and like people just like,
"What's going on here?"
And then like we get to the elevator to go up to the room because we had a room there, like that's where we started. So we get there, like, to get to the elevator to the room, like I think it was Finucci, was standing like by the entrance to like the six elevators, not letting anyone in while we were waiting. It was so funny.
And that's fun is fun, right? And if you're going to do something, you got to do it right, right?
Yeah, it was really funny. And then, so then we did like the scavenger hunt and like some jokes and stuff. And then we went to a club and Finucci stayed in that like role the whole night.
We which none of the pictures had Hendo in them, which I know he was there and dressed as a woman and looked really pretty too. but they dressed up as gals at one of the fellas' apartments right by, I believe our honey hole is called Adobe Gila's, Mexican restaurant, bar, whatever. But they dressed up like us up as girls and got us pretty well totaled. And then we went to that place and it was karaoke night and we had to sing karaoke dressed as women and I dominated. Ran amok. I'm more of a dancer than a singer, but you know, if you show up with enough enthusiasm and effort, right, people cheer.
Yeah, I'm a dancer too. That's another one of dancers.
Yeah, I do recall. Have you had Marty? What
have you had Marty on yet?
The goat.
Yeah,
of course, multiple times.
Really? Early on, not recently.
For some reason, he doesn't want a shed boost right now. He wants to wait till after the season. I think he wants to crush a bunch of pints in the shed. I don't think he wants to have a serious one. I think
he lives close enough to where he could come to see you or no?
Well, depending on his attitude, you can always make it. But no, he'd be pretty far. I think it'd be probably, if I had to guess, I'd say 2.5 to 3.
Okay.
2.5. Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Ben DeBolio would be another good one. You guys would hit it off.
And I know him and we have a lot of friends in common. I know a lot of Niagara Purple Eagles. He was supposed to come on with those Niagara Purple Eagles and it was supposed to be a group chat his first time in. And he said he like fell asleep putting his kid to bed or something. I'm like, that doesn't sound like shed behavior. It's like, if I'm going to the shed, I'm so excited. You can't stop me from doing nothing. And I'm like, you're falling asleep. That's embarrassing. Be better, Benty.
That was an excuse. He was just, he's shy.
Yeah, he's scared. He's scared of the shed. You know what, Benty? You're always invited. I know you're a shed guy, even if you're scared.
He's another unbelievable character.
You guys had some great dudes on that team, eh?
Yeah, we had the best.
That's why you guys embraced my pregame speech. Imagine if I would have done it to people that didn't think hockey was hockey, right?
Yeah. He actually FaceTimed me the other day. He's awesome.
Yeah, I know he follows along with what's going on in the shed, and I hope to see him at the shed someday, right?
Me
Hopefully
too.
He doesn't fall asleep if he's coming back. So yeah, that rookie party, that brings back memories. But I tell you, that was one of those nights you just don't forget in pro hockey. And do you think rookie parties still happen? They gotta, right, in the coast?
Yeah, we had one last year in Greenville. It was actually not bad. But it was at the end of the year, so it kind of stunk. We had to wait for so long just because our schedule was so crazy.
You got to get those in. You got to get those in before Christmas, before it gets too serious. You got to get those in before pre-Christmas, where, you know, it's like, especially when you just got to make the playoffs. It's not like you're playing for a league title. You could get totally after it a couple days before a game in the coast.
Yeah.
Sorry. I guess I'm probably, people probably don't agree with me, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely not.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it brings teams together to do it that one night, right?
Yeah, I know. I agree. But we had to wait until the end of the year. And I think we did have a day or a day where we could have did it, but we didn't plan enough in advance. So we've kind of been crappy. So then we waited till the end of the year. We did have a good one. The guys had fun. We had them do some fun stuff, and they had to, we had different themes, like Canadian tuxedo theme. I think we divided them into four groups: Canadian tuxedo theme, wrestlers theme.
And they all had to dress up and like go out on the town like that.
Yeah. So the guys went out in like jean jacket, jeans, guys went out as wrestlers. Then like, I think there was like a trailer park theme, and I can't remember the third one, but we had them do a scavenger hunt. And then I think we just went out after that. But one of the guys, I was taking him to the airport the next morning, because he was a college kid who came up to play some games, and he participated in the rookie party. We didn't make him pay, but he participated.
Right.
And his flight was the next morning to go back to Bemidji. And I had to.
In one.
Luckily, he left his apartment unlocked, because I had to go in his apartment and physically shake him. Mm-hmm. To get him up.
Yeah.
So he ended up making his flight, but
that's good that he made it, because, you know, people don't find it funny, right, when you're missing flights in pro hockey and stuff, right?
They don't get
the sense of humor of that, like, you know,
like us,
right? sometimes it happens, right? You got to enjoy the ride.
We're only human.
Right. And I don't know. I think the rookie parties have to happen. I think they have to happen pre-Christmas. And I think you got to bring teams together. If you're not doing a rookie party before Christmas, you got to be doing some other kind of team function where it's like full green light, bring the boys together. I think you got to do that multiple times before Christmas, and then you buckle down.
Yeah. We had one of those for sure last year, but we just didn't plan enough like rookie stuff to do. So,
mm-hmm.
But we did have some good nights.
Rookie parties were much more of a thing. I remember my junior B rookie party was old school hockey, you could call it. I wouldn't call it hazing really, but you could kind of call it that, but not really, because everybody kind of thought it was funny, and some of the things they got guys to do, they were laughing while doing it. So
yeah, that's too bad.
But like, everybody made it through, everybody survived, right? Even like, even like the 15, 16 year olds that hadn't really drank before and then were forced to drink too much and really had a tough night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dangerous game there. So do you think that we could actually get Twix thrown on the ice, and they're not Twix, Kit Kats in Celle, Germany? Or what if you guys win in Hellbronn, do you think the fans would take the Kit Kats with them to Hellbronn?
Maybe this is the part, that part we talked about. That's the part you need to clip, and we can put that on Instagram and I'll share it. And maybe that'll
get some
traction.
I need a team of people to find that time. But no, I have time to do that. I'll figure out when we talked about it. I'll clip it and see if we can make this happen, right?
Yeah, that would be cool.
It would be cool. Never happened in Germany, right?
You got two or three other two countries, Denmark and the UK, right?
Yeah.
Sheffield, Cardiff, Manchester.
Sheffield, Cardiff, Manchester. Yeah, three in the UK. That, you know, Sheffield, it's banned there now. We can't do it anymore there. But Manchester's really? Fully embraced it. Yeah, fully embraced it.
They just allowed it in Sheffield.
Well, because it's too far of a throw for some of them, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a,
baseball's yeah, that's not true. A big sport over there. I don't know how good their sure. arms are, because I heard it was a bit of a shit show when we did that. Yeah. And that, I didn't realize how far of a throw it would be from the top rafters until I saw a photo of the rink. And I was like, geez, if people were up there chucking chocolate, they're not getting it there.
No, someone's getting hit in the head.
And they did. Well, when we did it for Mosey, there was thousands of Kit Kats on the ice. And I don't know how many didn't make it on the ice.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mosey probably ate them all too.
Well, at Manchester, usually you should get it to the ice. It's not that far of a throw. We can do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I heard a rumor they might be making like an underground shed guy hoodie.
Manchester. Ooh, that's cool.
I don't know. Is it? I'm still waiting for Finner to get in bed with me and give me my, I'll give him a tickle if he'll let me have a pop-up stand. I'll bring the clothes and we'll deck out all your fans with shed gear, right? I think it should happen.
Yeah,
if you're listening, right? Well, I don't really have anything else other than I gotta go back to the real world, you know, making training videos for the company right now.
Nice.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, lots of responsibility,
I guess. Yeah.
I guess.
I enjoy it. I'll help with whatever they need, and right now that's making videos to train people how to do things right.
Yep, you're always for the team.
Just do whatever you want. That's part of hockey, right?
Yeah.
So I guess when's your next game? Tomorrow? Friday, tomorrow. Sunday? Freitag, Sonntag.
Well, it's today's, it's every other day now.
Oh, that's how they do playoffs, right? Once playoffs kick in Germany, she's a full go. You go from playing twice a week to every other day the whole way through.
It's a shock to the system.
It really is, but then you feel like you're really in it. I liked it.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what our rink will be like tomorrow because we won. And this team last year, if you look at the standings last year, this team they struggled.
Right.
So
I think it'd be worth some Kit Kats if you guys stay up, right? I think you could decide what to do with them, but I think the whole team would enjoy a Kit Kat after a big win and maybe a beer in the locker room, right?
A couple.
Couple beers and a couple Kit Kats, folks. Bitte schön, right?
Yes.
Well, good luck, sir. You better go get them, hey? Tell Herzy I say hi.
Will do. Dankeschön.
And tell Arturs and Richard I say hi, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Spiel, Gluck, Selber, Wolf, right?
Yes.
And this has been another episode of Zero Ales and Hockey Tales with Reds and Wally.
Some people clap on a 1 and 3. Some people clap on a 2 and 4. Some people don't join at all because they got no rhythm, and that's all right. Some people, they drink too much. Some people don't drink enough. Some people are just like me. I hope y'all forgive them. I'm like Scott, cause I'm a gold band. I'm like Pete Southbound, Van Van. I'm always speaking my mind when I'm better off by my tongue. I'm a bad show at the wrong time. Still, I'm a legend in my own mind. I'm good for some, but I'm not.